Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from Tokyo, Japan. In a few hours, I will be going to Fukushima to do some healing work and prayers for the children and people of Fukushima with the wonderful people from the Emoto office in Tokyo, including Hiro Emoto and Michiko Hayashi, the global director of the Emoto Peace Project. I'm asking everyone listening today around the world to please send lots of love and light to the children and people of Fukushima with this prayer. And I'll say it three times. If you can, please repeat it after me. Water, we are sorry. Water, we forgive you. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. Again, please. Water, we are sorry. Water, we forgive you. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. And lastly, again, please. Water, we are sorry. Water, we forgive you. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you. I've also been told that the spacecraft from the Galactic Alliance will also be joining us today in Fukushima to help with the cleanup of the radiation. If you are in Japan and would like to join us, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I know that we are all powerful, beautiful, powerful spiritual beings, and with everyone's help, we can clean up Fukushima and make this planet a much better and happier place. For today's program, within the first few minutes, I'll be interviewing the wonderful Una Drake, who will be briefly come on the show to talk about her UFO conference here in Seattle on Sunday, April 17th. And then for the rest of the hour, I'll be interviewing Larry Durst, who's coming to us live from Ashland, Oregon. Larry's a very interesting man who channels another gentleman named Adama, who's the third highest priest from the city of Telos underneath Mount Shasta. Telos is a Lemurian city of the inner earth. And when I was talking to Larry yesterday, he said that Adama has some very profound and important messages for the people of this planet. During the second hour, from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'll be interviewing Gordon Asher Davidson, who is a contact of the Galactic Alliance. We'll be also talking about Fukushima and how the Alliance is helping to clean up radiation in and around Fukushima and in Japan. I hope you'll enjoy today's program, which I think you'll find really out of this world. This is a nonprofit program entirely supported by donations, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I want to thank everyone for their wonderful donations and support, especially Judith in California, Marie and Alan in Camino Island, and everyone around the world who's helped me raise consciousness to make this planet a better place through their support. I'd also like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon, and the Crystal Voids Bookstore in Tacoma. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers, and anyone, any advertising on the program would have a worldwide audience for your goods and services, because I know with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a much better and happier place. I'd like to thank everyone, all the wonderful sponsors of the show also, including my dear friend Carol's been designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto, Mrs. Emoto, and Dr. Yasu Ninomoto of the Emoto office in Tokyo, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer Eric and my station manager Eric Crema, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. For those interested, I've started a new spiritual mentoring program. I can help people get in touch with people and loved ones who've passed on. And if you're interested in doing that, I can also teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. Just send me an email if you like to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or in the United States, I can be reached at area code 509-750-9793. And before we go on to our first guest, I'd like to bring on Una Drake, who's having a really incredibly interesting UFO conference here in Seattle at the Russian Community Center on Saturday, April 17th. Una, are you there, my friend?
Yes, I am. Thanks so much for having me on.
Good. Could you tell us a little bit about your conference on Sunday?
Sure, yeah. It's an awesome one-day event called Contact in the Emerald City. And yes, it's Sunday, April 17th. The doors open at 9:30 a.m. A first guest comes on at 10 a.m., and it will wrap up around 5:30 or 6 p.m. in the evening. And it is at the Russian Community Center on Capitol Hill. That's the Russian Community Center. It's on the corner of 19th Avenue East and East Roy Street, on kind of the northeastern part of Capitol Hill. And it's going to be just an amazing event. We have four great speakers. They'll be covering ET contact and the borders of human consciousness. So your listeners can find out more about this event by going to SUFON.org. That stands for the Seattle UFO Network. So SUFON.org. That has a lot more information about the event. Do you want me to tell a little bit about our speakers?
Just real quick. Yeah, just mention the names and real quick. That'd be great. Thank you, Luna.
Sure. Yeah, Joanne Richards of Project Camelot fame. She'll be talking about ancient and present day stargates and ET influence in the Middle East. Lorian Fenton will cover the darker aspects of possible shadow government interference in the lives of super soldiers, mind control victims, and targeted individuals. And Dr. Janet Coley will discuss her findings over more than 20 years as a transpersonal psychotherapist working with close encounter experiencers. And then Marcy Clevens is a lifelong experiencer and psychotherapist, and she'll relate her personal story as a contactee since childhood and how she fought through pain and denial to integrate her experiences into her life. And her mission now is to help others do the same.
So again, wonderful.
Yeah. So SUFON.org. And thanks so much for having me on.
My pleasure, Una. And please keep up the good work. Really appreciate everything you do.
Thank you very much. You as well. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Una.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thanks. That was Una Drake with the Seattle UFO Net, my friends. I wanted to mention a few some wonderful upcoming events. On June 8th, 2016, Michiko Hayashi, the global director of the Modal Peace Project in Tokyo, will be giving a presentation and water ceremony at the Artesian Springs in downtown Olympia from 6 to 7 p.m. She'll be dedicating a permanent memorial to Dr. Masaru Emoto's visit to the springs, which he visited in April 2010. The event's free, and I hope you all can come. Then from June 10th through the 12th, I'll be having my second annual Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, off of exit 114 on Interstate 5. We'll have some incredibly interesting speakers, including Scott Lemriel of the Cerebrace Agenda, who's had face-to-face contact with benevolent advanced beings from the Galactic Alliance for the past 54 years. We'll also be having the world-famous Professor Jerry Pollack, who's a wonderful man, give the keynote speech on Saturday morning, June 11th. On the last day of the conference, on Sunday, June 12th, we'll also be demonstrating HADO machines. Now, these HADO machines are incredibly interesting. What they do is that they go into past lives, as also your present life, of course, and help diagnose almost any spiritual or physical condition. I've seen these machines in action, and the incredible thing is that the machines are almost alive in a sense, because you have to have, when you use it, you have to have a good intention and be in a positive frame of mind. If you're not, the machines will not work. It's amazing, really. But you'll be able to see those machines demonstrated. They'll also be for sale on Sunday, May 12th. And in addition to that, we'll also be having some incredibly interesting psychics, including Garnet Schulhauser, a famous Canadian psychic, Carolyn White, a renowned chakra psychic healer, Teresa Carroll, a well-known Seattle psychic, Alfred Lebermont Weber, a famous Canadian lawyer and UFO expert, as well as Crandy Kramer will be giving a presentation on his experience in the American Secret Space Program. Randy says that he lived on Mars for 17 of the 20 years he was in the military, and his tour is called 20 and Back, where he that they say that they go off into outer space and then come back. It's an incredibly interesting chance for you to meet these wonderful folks. On Friday, June 10th, the admission is free to everyone with free food and free one-on-one psychic consultations. And then the rest of the event on Saturday and Sunday is $197 per person, with a special discount for students and or low income. For information, just send me an email, please, to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. And finally, I wanted to bring up some other conferences coming up. There's the Dreamers Conference in Finland coming up May 12th through the 15th of 2016. If you're in Europe, would like to come to the Helsinki area, the cost is only €60, or about $65 a day. I'll be there giving a presentation. The website is www.dreamers.fi for Finland. Also on from August 12th through the 19th, there's a wonderful spiritual conference called the IIIHS Conference in Montreal, Canada. Their website is www.oneness-in-spirit.org. It's organized by Marilyn Rosner, a wonderful lady. Finally, there's the Peace and Light Conference in the Dominican Republic from August 19th through the 21st, 2016. Their website is www.paxluxmundi.com. That's an interesting, very interesting conference. They're expecting between 1,500 and 2,000 people coming. And if you can come, please attend that conference. I know you'll find it fascinating. I'd like to go on to our first interview today now with Larry Durst, who will be channeling Adama, the third highest priest of Telos, which is a Lemurian city beneath Mount Shasta. He will be broadcasting live from Ashland, Oregon area, where he's from. During this broadcast, Larry will explain how the Galactic Alliance, he told me yesterday, is now in control of Area 51 and all the bases on the moon. This is an incredible event because ever since the bases on the moon were established back in the 1940s and 50s, and Area 51 was established back in the 1950s, that facility, those facilities have been under the influence of some very negative entities off planet. He says this is a sea change event that they are now being controlled by the Galactic Alliance. And he will also explain how the Alliance has spacecraft stationed above Fukushima, which are now cleaning up the radiation as I write this. Larry, are you there?
I'm here, Chad. How's everyone today?
Well, fine. It's about 6:15 here in the morning in Tokyo, and I'm drinking my tea here, and it's so good to have you on the show today.
How is your voice, Chad? Can you hear me clear?
Just fine. Just fine.
All right.
You're coming in very, 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 very clearly, Larry. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on today. And I'm so grateful to have your friend Adama on the air with you. I want to read a little bit about his background. Just a quick minute here. Adama is an ascended master and high priest of Telos, a subterranean city beneath Mount Shasta in California, USA. He says he's written before in this channeled messages that they came there over 12,000 years ago, and they faced many hardships and calamities above ground, so that they decided to continue their evolution underground. It's an incredible story, and I'd love to, if you could bring him in now, Larry, that would be wonderful.
Okay, just a second, Ted. Let me take a breath here, too.
All right.
I'd like everyone to do a little bit of breathing or hewing along the way, as you've taught them.
Oh, yes.
Whatever works for you, do your hue. Let's hold it here for a minute or two. Sometimes Adama might have me ask a question if I had worked with Zora, a factual thing. He stays in the unity area consciousness. He's all about love. He is an ascended master. He's on the High Council of Telos, the Council of Nine. He's starting to come in now. All thoughts should be in the area of love, of nowness, unity consciousness, and completing our goals towards ascension. And with that, greetings, everyone. This is Adama of Telos. Some would say, oh, it's great. Here is the High Priest of Telos. But actually, I'm just part of the One, as you are. I hope all of the listeners by now realize that you are all gods and goddesses, quote unquote. That's just terminology we use down here in 3 and 4D. Actually, most of you aren't even in 3 and 4D anymore. Most of you has entered in the recent waves of energy of love in the lower degrees of fifth dimension. Now, many of the light workers, such as this channel, and others that work with Zora out of Hollow Earth and other places are nearing 6, 5.7, 5.8, 5.9. It is a wonderful time. Ted mentioned the Fukushima situation, and probably this is one of the reasons that he received messages from Zora and Adama saying, things, the times are now changing. these times are now benevolently successful. So by that I mean you folks, you light workers, have won this fight. I know as things manifest, it has to play out. I know we're still hanging around down here in 3 and 4D trying to pay our bills, go to the doctor, all of those things. But the information has just come out. There was a high-level meeting with Prime Creator, I believe Archangel Michael, El Morye, Zora, Saint Germain, excuse me. I wasn't invited this time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and what has happened with Fukushima, and I know this isn't funny, is that too much waste got into the ocean. Too many people apparently were hurt. Too much damage, and Prime Creator said, enough is enough. So what's happening now is there's a large ship. This was reported by Zora. The Archangel community and Mastership community also knew that there's a large ship above Fukushima. And it is working sort of like a vacuum, moving the radioactivity energy, the energy that has hurt so many people, caused so much problems in the ocean, sucking it up into the ship area where technology is dispersing it. Also, the ocean waters around Japan are now being healed and spreading out into the Pacific.
That's wonderful news. That is such wonderful news. I know that I had a Facebook post from one of my Japanese friends several weeks ago, and they'd actually been able to take pictures of the spacecraft above Fukushima.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I will be going there in a few hours with my wonderful friends from the Emoto office, and I will be saying prayers. And again, I'm asking everyone around the planet to please set aside this day as a special day to send love and light and visualize healing around Fukushima and around Japan and the Pacific as well.
Yes, Ted, and may I add, if you're doing prayer work, there are a couple essentials that many of the great healers on planet Earth aren't quite understanding. The first is, if you are doing the prayer or the meditation or the tonal work or the bowls or the harps or whatever you use to get to the highest frequency, you must believe that you will be successful. No one ever does any healing, Ted, without believing they can do it. What's the sense of starting if you don't believe it?
Right, right.
And the second thing is, this is a two-part thing. If you're working with people, in this case, we can just use the one part because there is no interference from the radiation. There is no interference from Fukushima. So, yes, what you're doing, Ted, what we will do in support, what Zora and his siblings will do, what Saint Germain will do, yes, that is great support, and it will be, of course, successful because we already know it is being successful right now. But if you're working with a person, also the person being healed has to believe in it to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
That's why on Earth, this was one of the main things I needed to tell you, Ted, is that healing is a two-way street when people are involved. But if you believe in it, a person on the other end believes in it, it's going to be done. There is one other thing that's important in healing, and the great master Jesus, another master Buddha, will tell you, is there must be a frequency of love involved in the healing. That is the best way to get an immediate healing. There's partial healings and other levels of healings. There's also healings in the spiritual level and in other dimensions that a lot of times light workers will not see. And they'll say, well, I tried to heal so-and-so of cancer. Well, we weren't successful, so we've got to raise our vibration some more. A lot of those healings have gone through even when you think they haven't. But I wanted to emphasize that we are now in charge. The Galactic Federation, the Light Workers, Ashtar Command, all of the benevolent ones you and your readers and listeners believe in, they are in charge now.
Well, I can't tell you how profound that is, actually. I know there's still a lot of doom and gloom out there.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't listen to it, and fear is not part of my belief system. And that's why I wanted to bring you on today, Larry, and especially about the events happening. You told me yesterday about Area 51,
mm-hmm.
And the bases on the moon. Those are now in control of the Galactic Alliance and the benevolent humans. Could you please explain that?
This channeler, the Larry part of this work, has worked closely with Zora and his son, who's called Billy. We call him Billy and Zoraya, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked closely. I've helped them move when they were in the Shasta area. I've helped them get ready to go on a trip when we all bought motor homes and headed east and west and around to spread the word around. Mm-hmm. And Billy has talked to this channel many, many times about how he was under high security watch. He was down there for 11 years. And when you got down 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 levels, heck, pretty soon you were down there, and you had some negative draconians, the negative, very negative reptilians, who still, as you know, have some sort of hold on our leading government officials.
True.
Including, you know, the great ambassador with the gray hair and the glasses. I choosing not to say his name, but he advised many, many presidents. So this just gives you an idea of how far and how insidious this negativity creeped in. But remember, Dad, the light always wins and the love always wins. But
that's
yes,
true.
Down there, this just came through. This just came through Ashtar Command, Galactic Federation, and through Zora. This came through on Wednesday on Hollow Earth Network. If someone wants to go back and hear a replay, you can. You can guide your listeners to hollowearthnetwork.com. I think Anne is the lady there, Anne, who runs the show. And I think you can get a replay if I'm sure it's possible on most of your computers. And, this just came through Wednesday is the first this channel heard of it.
Well, that's pretty amazing. Now, when you were talking about the different levels, was that under Area 51?
Under Area 51.
Okay.
Right. And and then there's some sub-levels out there, some sub-places out there, too. That's not mm-hmm. Area 51. There's a 53. Mm-hmm. There's a 34. They're all over out there. And maybe a while back, you remember the man, I'm not picking it up right now, he was a disclosure person. He was trying to get out and get the truth out, as Corey Good does, and David Wilcox, you've mentioned them. Uh-huh. And they went down a level and they were working with special forces and they got down there and there was actually a fight with lasers and weapons that I cannot discuss or want to go into.
Oh, that was
I usually
Charles,
don't even
Charles.
Talk much about it. But there was levels down there. There was actually warfare and people were, you know what I mean, terminated.
Right, right. That was Charles Schultz, wasn't it?
I think that. Yeah, it was. It was.
Yeah.
And he tried.
Yeah, Charles Schultz.
He tried very hard to get people to listen to it.
Right, right, right. One thing on a positive note, I think that we are all powerful spiritual beings on this planet, Larry, and that we're co-creating with the Supreme Being to create a far better and much much happier planet. And
yeah.
With that in mind. You know, I know there's many people listening around the world today, and they want to help the people of Fukushima and people of Japan clean up the radiation. What can an individual do from our friend Adama in helping in this cleanup process?
What you can do is you use visualization and your imagination and your ability as a creator force. Mm-hmm. You must sit down in the morning when you first get up. See this clearly being done through the information you received over this program and many others. See it as clear. See it as clearing. Even more than the actual physical thing, see the mental and emotional sadness and aches and pains that have put on the people of Japan and people all around the world because of this, feeling mm-hmm. separate and alone. Let's heal this with, like the Master Jesus and others have said, compassion and love and understanding. And I, speaking as a Dhamma, say unity consciousness is the way. One love, one life, one people. You can tell the people of Japan that I said that this day. One people, one life, one love, in eternal life forever. And that's where the people of Japan are going. That's where Ted and his listeners are going. That's where a Dhamma now is. That's where Billy and Jane and Larry and the people that work for Zora and others are going soon. You must understand that there'll also be upheaval in the banking system. there'll be a new look at the IRS. In fact, the IRS will be disbanded because of its illegal activities, association with the crown, association with the Jesuit empire, the priest, association with the negative Jewish influence.
Interesting.
I know the condemnation of the Jewish people because they're wonderful people.
Right.
It's just
right.
That the leaders have gone astray. So these things are in play, but what we're doing right now is Ayodhama say move towards unity consciousness. There's going to be an even out of the wealth. There will be a thing called the RV. Many currencies will revalue. Many people who you would think would be poor forever will become millionaires, multimillionaires. They will be able to handle themselves in court if necessary. They will be able to share. Certain people have been selected to receive these funds, and they are starting to be dispersed now.
Wow,
very
that's
important
amazing.
To know that. But remember, where this goes, when it's all cleaned up, is that money will not be needed anymore, Ted.
Really? That's fascinating. That's fascinating. I know in my conversations with Scott Lemriel in the Galactic Alliance, and maybe I'd love Adama's advice on this, that money is not used as a medium of exchange in advanced human civilizations beyond this planet.
That is correct. That is correct. Let me just waylay it and go off the subject for just 1 second, because it's
yes,
important who the head of the government is. The government is a council. Let's use Telos, for example. The council is nine. Then they have myself as an advisor. I'm on it. That's 10. And then they have the king and queen, Ra and Ra-Na, male, female. That is the council at Telos. Now you have it. The Pleiadians are benevolent, of course. The Arcturians, Andromonians, on and on and on. And they all have a council of 10, 9, 11, 12. And this is what works. And it can and may rotate. And we always, we know what people are thinking. No one's lying anymore. You're not being deceived anymore. That's one of the biggest ways to hold up an illusion like we have here in 3D on planet Earth. Is you must have tremendous deceit and tremendous untruthfulness. And this tremendous deceit and untruthfulness spreads fear, which is who the great leaders of the negative, the reptilians and the draconians, are trying to spread fear. They're using murder. They're using weapons. They're using harp. They're using pharmaceutical techniques. And you know as well as I do, without me, I don't like to belabor on it, but Beans, we're having this call. And Beans, you're calling my channel, the one they call Larry or Zersta forward. He doesn't come forward unless he's greatly needed. So you're the first person who's really called him forward. And when he comes forward, we mean business. And he's came forward to help fix this. When he comes forward, he has alliance with Archangel Michael. He works with Zora, and Sananda knows him, Saint Germain knows him. All of those people work with Larry, and Larry is mostly in the dark about that, Ted. Larry just goes on and on, served 25 years in the mental hospital, the corrections industry, been through riots and the mental health and the corrections wards. No one ever got hurt when Larry was in charge. No
Amazing.
One ever got hurt. No one ever went to the hospital with major riots. So
I think
this
it's
why
I think
you're
it's,
all Larry today. More than what we're talking about is because now is the time for the lies to stop. We demand that they stop. That's why Larry's been called forward.
Fascinating, fascinating. And I think as the planet is shifting into the higher dimensions, Larry, that people that things which are true will become even truer, and those that are false will fall by the wayside.
That's correct.
And the lies that some people are living, and even some governments are living nowadays, will be exposed, and we will become into a time of truth. One of the things I wanted to ask you about in the higher dimensions, and Adama, thank you so much. I'm so grateful to have you on today to answer this question. People communicate telepathically. Is that correct? So that if it's impossible for them to tell a lie, impossible for them to hide the truth, because things are just is. They just are there. And so that if you're, for example, with a loved one, your wife or your husband, and you want to communicate, you simply send a message to them telepathically, and you can't hide anything from them because it just is. Or if you're in a business relationship and you have a business partner, it's very difficult for you to hide anything because there just would be truth. Is that correct, Adama?
That is correct. When you work with the councils on the planets that surround Earth, when you work in the outer dimensions, in the outer galaxy, the outer cosmic places of existence, that is communication for everyone. Yes, you can choose to find a way to communicate with verbally if you choose to. There's different ways to do that, too, just for kind of fun and experience.
Sure.
You're doing it, but right, it is a mental thing. It is a thing. It's beyond mental. It is going to your heart first. See, you have a heart mind. You work with the heart mind, which everything goes through first. Then it moves to the brain, which you're using. A lot of this is done automatically already, Ted, by people like you. And obviously, I've seen you work with Larry a little bit when you first met him, and you were using that already. And then you would say what you were told doing. So you're using it already, and so are many others.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I know we hadn't planned to do this today, but you did mention Zora. He's a wonderful man. And, you know, when he was on my show a few weeks ago, he taught people some wonderful healing techniques.
Yes.
Is it okay would it be all right if I asked Zora to come in too?
Well, I don't know if Zora can come through me or not. I've never channeled Zora, even though he has been around me a lot.
Okay, that's fine.
You want me to try?
If you don't mind, just wanted to say hello to him. He's a wonderful man, and if he's available, I'd love to talk to him. If not, that's fine too. We have plenty of things to talk about.
I'm picking up a message now from Zora. And Zora can say this, how be ye, beloved master, and I love you dearly. But as far as anyone channeling Zora at this time besides his son, that won't be allowed.
All right,
Zora,
that's fine.
Zora does back up everything I say, everything that we're saying, this channel, and he does back up the work that's being done here.
Wonderful.
He's called on this channel to, when many thousands of people were listening, he's called on this channel to channel. With no preparation. So what's coming through around Zora is real, and it can come through this person, but he would rather talk about it as Larry. So I'm turning this back to Larry for a moment, and Larry can help you with the healing technique. So if you have questions for Larry, go ahead on that.
All right. Well, Zora was on several weeks ago, and he taught some wonderful healing techniques for people. And a lot of that was visualization. There was a way to energize food, energize yourself, where you take your two hands, your left hand and your right hand, Larry. And for example, in your left hand, you take your thumb and your first forefinger, and you cup it. You make it like a circle with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the right hand, you would then bring it so that you make a triangle above your food, above your water. And you can send intention into your water, your food, and that would energize your food and energize your water and also produce healing as well.
Sure. Sure. May I say something, Ted?
Yes. Go right ahead. Mm-hmm.
This is through the channel, Larry. I clap my hands together, Ted, right now when I'm working with people and I'm asked for a healing. I clap them together, do those things you said with the thumb, then bring your hands apart at about, let's say to start with, around 30 inches.
Okay.
Get yourself a cup of water, for an example, if you want to try this. Any of the listeners now. Bring your hands apart about 30 inches. Have your thumb, your fingers together, your first one on your thumb, and then come together. The key thing is now that your heart is invested in this. You're going to heal. You're going to make changes. In this case, we're saying try it with a cup of water. And you can do this after the show if someone might want to do it now. You come on up. And you bring it on up, and then when you come up, you're bringing your hands up near the front of your heart. When do you start feeling the energy? When do you start feeling the heat? You are magnetic. You are electric. You are Christed. You are Buddha. You're everything right now. You're the light and the love. You're the oneness. And now I feel the energy and the heat coming through my palms, through my fingers, as you told people to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel it. Now you can put that on other side of the each side of the water if you just want to try it now, and you need to hold it for 30 seconds, approximately 30 seconds. And I know what will happen. You take what you're supposed to do is take a drink before this happens, and then you take a drink after you've held that energy there for 30 seconds. And, of course, the same thing works. The same thing works. Let's say that you're having a side ache. You can put your hands right where the ache is, on both sides, and you hold it there for 30 seconds. And you feel love. You feel love for the person you're working with. The person you're working with feels it, I said. You have the love, and the healing starts to happen. And a lot of times when Zora heals, he'll have healing calls. He'll use this exact technique. He doesn't have to use that. People on Earth need to try to use that. You can use a hands-on healing with it, or you can keep the hands apart. When people first start working with it, they keep the hands apart. Is there a question with that?
Yes, real quick. Let's say a person is suffering from a broken heart. To heal your broken heart, do you use the same technique of putting your hand over your heart?
It would be a little harder for you. It would be good to get your partner or someone you trust or someone that you would ask for a healing. And they would do that for you then. If you're talking about an open heart, you're going to have to honestly and truthfully talk about that first. So make sure you're not stuffing those issues. You're going to have to get that out. I have a broken heart. I'm down. I've been left. I'm alone here on planet Earth. I have no funds. I have no love. I have no one with me. If you're there, right, you need a healing. Someone that you respect and care, that you would ask for help, can do this for you. But in this case, I would recommend that you would call an ascended master in if you could. And then Zora uses the other technique, which he uses for advanced healers. He talks to the person about the broken heart. How are you feeling exactly? Where is the pain? Is there a physical pain? Is it mostly emotional? You ache? Are you losing weight? He says whatever he has to. That's not the key. The key is that he's centering anything to know this person, feeling this person's vibes and vibration. Then what he does is he has his hands and his heart going. And, of course, you know, he was called Father God for a long time. I mean, Zora's working with Prime Creator every day.
Wow,
so
amazing.
He can do what he can do. And then he goes simply this, because of who he is, you know, a Jesus-type Sananda, ascended master, God-like person, like we have the ability to be. He goes, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. Receive.
Okay.
I think he says it once. Now, there's some calls lately that have come through that I've been listening to when I've been working with them, and people have said they have received, like as far away as Israel or places like that, that they received a healing immediately. They could feel this love go through their body, through their emotional, non-physical hurting, ailments, being down. And so you get the drift. That's what Zora uses. He uses the hands exactly, and you have the cup, the thing with the water that I told you about. When I went out to dinner with his son Billy all the time, he would do this with the waitresses all the time. So,
really?
Like, I'm not an expert on that. I have used it some with some success. This is Larry speaking,
Could we use that when I go to Fukushima today?
Yes, you can use it. You can use it. You can call in Zora. Remember, Zora talks to you now and then.
He talked to me briefly for a minute here.
So Zora hears you when you call him. You might make sure you call him four times. Zora likes to do things with healing and communication. You say it four times. He's gotten into that. He doesn't have to, but for us, also a guy named Peter Olson does that. He was Tesla at one time, and he has a website called The Many of One for those who might be interested in a Tesla work.
I have to ask Mr. Adama this question. In 10 years, what does he look like the planet? What does he see the planet as becoming if we make the right choices here on the planet?
This is Adama. The planet already has become dead. Everything, the creation, is in perfect order. What will happen, Ted, is though after we get through the period of the equaling of the playing field, the event when everyone meets their mentor, everyone knows that benevolent ETs are our brothers, and we're all from another planet, and then the spaceships land, and you can go on the ships and have a leg replaced, when you can go on that ship and have your broken heart healed immediately, when you can go on the ship and fly back to your home planet, Sirius, or Arcturus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. After that happens, and the Earth has to make her final cleansing, and listen to this very carefully, everyone. No one can be on the surface, and Zora will back this. No one be on the surface when the final movement, ascension of planet Earth occurs. And when it does occur, the people of Earth who are of the benevolent frequency and consciousness of love will be taken to their home planet, if that was their contract before they came, mm-hmm. or they'll be taken into inner Earth or hollow mm-hmm. Earth, such as Shambhala, mm-hmm. such as Agartha, and they living quarters are already being prepared. Those in Telos, Agartha, inner Earth, Shambhala are already preparing a place for those who have been selected to come in there. If you choose not to go with the benevolent love and the frequency and the plan of Prime Creator, then you'll be removed to a planet or an area that is like Earth, and you will start right where you left off, given credit for everything you've done, every positive thing you've done. If you just cannot come around to raise your vibration to this, then that will happen. But that will be a very low percentage. I'm trying to pick up right now from my best insight, my best love, I'm seeing that at 2 or 3%. Mm-hmm. This is me today, Adama. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing that at around 2 or 3. I get on the bandwagon with Jesus / Sananda and El Morier and Master Hilarion and Saint Germain, Archangel Michael as he waves his beautiful blue sword, and the golden light and the golden light and white light comes down upon Ted, and his heart starts to swell, and pretty soon he's soaring in the universe. He could look everywhere and be everything and see everything at once, and all the brothers and all his people around him on this show and in Japan are right there flying and soaring with him to a place where Sananda says, I don't even have the words or the oratory ability to tell you how beautiful and magnanimous and wonderful it is.
Wow. Wow. The purpose of my program, Larry, is to raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. And to that end, that's why I'm so grateful to have you, both you and Adama, today on the show, to tell people that there is a positive, beautiful, bright future for all of us. And that's why I'm also going to Fukushima today with the wonderful people of the Moto office here in Tokyo, Michiko Hayashi and Hiromoto and the other wonderful staff, because we have a beautiful, bright future. People, I posted it on Facebook a couple days ago, and one of the responses I get, they said, aren't you afraid of the radiation? And I said, fear is not part of my worldview, and I know that we're getting help. Off planet from the benevolent benevolent entities like the people of the inner Earth and the Galactic Alliance. So no, I'm not afraid, and I know that good things are coming. And I know also too that they've stepped in, and they have started cleaning up the radiation around Fukushima and across the Pacific. But I also know too that we are powerful, very powerful spiritual beings, and we're helping the Creator co-create a beautiful future for this planet.
Yes.
So with that in mind, I think that if you want to clean up Fukushima, if you want a beautiful, bright planet, then you have to think positive thoughts about cleaning up Fukushima, and they will step in, and the Galactics and the wonderful people of the inner Earth will step in and do the rest, as they have been since the Fukushima event happened 5 years ago.
Ideally 50-50, Ted. Ideally 50-50. You do your 50%. We do our 50%.
Right. Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, and then I wanted to finish, Ted, because I know I got off on quite a rant, because this is my passion, like your passion, this channel's passion, to see this through. That's why this channel came to Earth this time, to see this through. And these are the times that we're going to see it through. One more thing. All of the pavement, all of the parking lots, all of the skyscrapers, all of the things that tread on Mother Earth and have made her less than beautiful, pure she is, will be taken into the earth, and they will be no more. They will vanish. They'll be vanquished. And when you get back to Earth, after I gave that wonderful talk, seemingly to me, about what was going to happen to you, and that is what's going to happen, after Earth is cleansed, and there's been a 20-plus earthquake, and then people want to come back. Yes, you have the choice as a master, as someone who's then ascended. Maybe you had to go to the light chambers. Maybe you were able to ascend on your own. Either way works. You can choose to come back. You can choose to come back when you're ascended at the age you choose.
Oh, you could fascinating.
You could be 21. Zora's taught this. I'm not the only one that has taught it. Many others have taught this. And then you could start the planet all over again if that's in your heart, if that's what you want to create. So
well,
now, really, I told you a story of what's going to happen. And that is the truth.
Now, there was a tremendous earthquake here in Japan earlier this week, and I want everyone to send love and light and healing to the people of southern Japan and Kyushu to help them heal from this tremendous event. Here in Japan, of course, we get a lot of earthquakes, but I think that the healing energy will certainly help, as well as your thoughts to Fukushima as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ted. Zora has told me, I'm with you. All the Ascended Masters are with you, Ted, because you're showing such great courage and such great being one and bringing things together. So your lightness and your efforts, all your calls, all your scheduling, all you're doing it alone at times is understood. And you signed up for this because you could do it. And you are doing it, and you will be receiving much more help than you ever dreamed of when you do your prayer work and your visualization work at Fukushima with your Japanese brother.
Well, we certainly need it. And one thing I want to say about my friends at the Emoto office, they're some of the most wonderful people I've ever met on this planet. They do work. They tirelessly work 24/7 to raise consciousness and make this place a better place. And they have some of the most beautiful souls I've ever seen. So I can't say enough good things about them. If you're interested in helping them with your prayers, their website, well, the Emoto Peace Project is www.emotopeaceproject.net. And they're coming. I'm so honored to have them with me today. And, you know, it doesn't take a lot of people to turn things around. You know, people often ask me, well, what can I do? I'm only one person. What can I do to make this planet a better place? But, you know, I mean, if you think about it, Mahatma Gandhi was only one person. President Kennedy was only one person. Professor Albert Einstein was only one person. But yet they made a tremendous difference and making this planet a far better and much happier place. And as you said, and as our dear friend Adama said, we are all gods and goddesses with the spark of the supreme being or the creator within us. And it's our choice that if we want to make a better planet, then we have to have a pure heart intention to make it. It's that simple. If you think there's going to be doom and gloom, you'll help create that doom and gloom. Yep. But if you think there's going to be a positive, beautiful, bright future, well, guess what? You will help create that beautiful, bright future. So that's why I'm so grateful to have Adama on today and to get the kind of reinforcement and support that I think people need. We've got about 9 minutes left in this hour, Larry, and I wanted to tell you that because there's so many different things we could talk about as well.
Sure.
What sorts of things would your friend Adama like to talk about during our last several minutes of this segment?
Whatever is of main interest to your listeners, Ted, you know, are they interested in the RV? Are they interested in let's talk about Nisara for a second.
Okay.
Nisara law, which should have came in 2001.
All right.
So what happened on September 11th, 2001? Obviously,
right.
Everyone knows the
sure.
answer and the big mm-hmm. reason that it did happen. Mm-hmm. The biggest reason is for fear to magnify through the ethers. Mm-hmm. So that people mm-hmm. who control the planet can keep controlling it. But we're not going to go there right now because we're over the top of that, in my opinion.
Right,
but
right.
The sorrow was supposed to happen on that day, it didn't happen because of 9/11. And the sorrow is about, as you heard me say when I was talking about the RV a little bit, and certain mm-hmm. individuals receiving mm-hmm. billions and millions, in some cases billions of dollars, for benevolent mm-hmm. reasons to share mm-hmm. with everyone as you share it, this channel mm-hmm. shares.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't happen. 9/11 happened, and now it's going to happen. Nisara is headed up by Saint Germain. There's been gold stashes, bullion, and others, jewelry stored around the world in different properties and different places which Saint Germain has gathered. He has it in the Saint Germain Trust Fund. This is mm-hmm. something you can also go on if you want to online and type in the Nisara movement and the logistics and the legal things. I'm not up on all of the things and not the best to channel that through and work with you. But I do know this, because I'm interested in the people, that it's going to happen. There's people getting $300 and $400 a month. There's people that don't have a car. that can't do anything. There's people that hardly have bus money. Ridiculous Social Security amounts of $600 for a woman 61 years old who's still healthy and vibrant and no other funds coming in, and then just go wait to see if she can get a job, maybe down at the motel where she can be a maid and work as a slave.
Right.
I'm not trying to condemn being a maid, because I know there's a lot of wonderful people out there doing that work, and
sure.
we are indebted.
Sure.
But that's the main thing I wanted to say about Nassara. Get yourself a checking account if you can. And get in cahoots with someone if you can. Share, because Nassara is coming. You have this checking or savings account. Many of the people who are without, St. Germain is going to take care of you. I promise you this. I want to get that out. It's one of the things to talk about.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. Real quick, in August of last year, I actually visited Telos in the astral plane. I was at a conference in Mount Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
And they took me there early one morning, and the experience, it was just an amazing experience, Larry, because I went into the underneath, and it was sort of like being in an area where there was it's Switzerland. It looked at these beautiful mountains. The entire city itself was entirely in white. People were all in white robes, and they were all speaking as well. They were talking to me, but they were talking to me telepathically.
Yes.
And it was just an amazing, amazing experience. And the thing that was fascinating to me, Larry, is that there's actually a civilization underneath this crust, and it's called the Hollow Earth. And it's something that, unfortunately, many of us have had no idea about for so long. But
it's 1 mile down, Ted.
One mile down. Okay.
With entrances like at Ascension Rock, and different large slate plates of rock. There's places that can open up in many different places, portals, tunnels automatically lit by our technology.
Wow, amazing, 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 amazing. We've got a few minutes left, and are there any final thoughts that Adam would like to share with my many listeners around the world?
Yes, there is. Obviously, we're in, it appears, the preliminary steps of the wonderful manifestation. So what I would ask you from the depths of my oneness heart is that you don't give up. When this work, a negative mind will try to get you to give up. Those influences that appear to be ruling our planet will try to get you to feed into their negativity in many different ways, around money, around lust, around power and control, abuse of women, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do not give in to the thought that takes you the first step. Keep your thoughts clear. Use what Ted teaches with the hue. Use the R-U-M. Resonate the hue. Resonate the om. And now you, by doing that every day, are the human. You are the human. And when the heart comes to get you, when the black ops helicopters come over to get you, like they have James Gillen from Trout Lake, Washington, because of all the work he's done, right up there in your state, Ted, he's taken a lot of abuse, but he's come because he never gives up. He always speaks the truth. If he doesn't know, he researches it. He travels to Maui, to Australia. He finds the healer. He finds the ancient priest. He finds, and then he succeeds. And you must have that type of drive in you, that I'm never going to give up. And that's what I ask all of you to do. Please.
Absolutely. Thanks. Absolutely. Absolutely.
The highest form of prayer, Ted's listeners, is thank you. And you might say it four times every day with every time you want to thank your Creator and yourself for doing the good work you've done, because you've done it. All of you.
Well, thanks, Larry, and I'm so happy that you could come on today and bring Adama and share these wonderful messages. And with that, please send your love and light to the people people of Fukushima in Japan today. Again, I will be going with the beautiful, wonderful souls of the Emoto Office to do healing at Fukushima, and I know that the spacecraft of the Galactic Alliance and the Inner Earth will be there with us, cleaning up the radiation. And I want everyone around the planet to please send love and light to the people and the children of Fukushima, and to please say this water prayer three times. It's a prayer of Dr. Emoto's. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you, and water, we thank you. And again, water, we are sorry. Water, we please forgive us. Water, we love you, and water, we thank you. And again, water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you, and water, we thank you. And with that, I'd like to play a special song from John Lennon, Imagine, because I think this is what the kind of planet we're headed to, a beautiful planet where we are all one. And thank you again, Larry, so much for coming on today in the Dhamma, for sharing your beautiful wisdom with everyone here listening today.